Are you guys married? Let me ask you this, and I'll ask you this in a little bit. I want to ask you what your last argument was. But before you say anything, I have to tell you this. I was doing a show, right? And I asked that every show because I get some good answers. I asked this married couple, front row. I said, hey, what was the last third argument you got in? And the woman looked at me, and people, you think I want some lighthearted answer, right? I don't want to go deep in your real relationship, right? The woman goes, really? Huh, our last argument? Why don't you ask him? So now after 20-some years of stand-up comedy experience, my first thought was, no, not gonna ask him. Not gonna mention it to him at all, right? And as I'm walking away, I looked at this guy, and I don't believe in people with mental powers or being able to, here's the craziest thing. I looked at this guy. This guy looked at me. He didn't open his mouth, but I heard his voice in my head. I heard the guy say, move along, little man, move along. Right? So as I'm moving away, right, the wife goes, really? Huh, he's not gonna tell you that I found out this morning that he's been cheating on me? I'm like, no, he probably wasn't gonna mention that to any of us. He's probably gonna keep that one to himself. And at that moment, I heard everybody in the crowd's butthole go, shunk, like this, right? Like people were bracing for a hurricane or something. Then I had my superpowers back, and I heard everybody's thoughts in my head. Why would they come to a comedy club if she just found out the guy's been cheating on? Right? And as a guy, I'm thinking, wow, that's a strong move. That's pretty brave of that guy to cheat on your wife, bring her to a comedy club, buy her some chicken tenders, and go, we cool? Are we like... Come on, come on, come on, don't leave me hanging. We're good, right? We're good. One of my other favorite arguments was this one, right? I heard this guy got in trouble from his wife because apparently the night before, the dude bought a bus on eBay. Bought a bus on eBay. Didn't ask anybody, bought a bus. And while that guy was talking, all I'm thinking is, you bought a bus on eBay? You're possibly my new hero. Right? Let me tell you the difference between that guy's marriage and mine. I was coming home the other day, I was starving, and I was gonna die. Okay? I knew the signs. I had about 14 minutes before I died of starvation, because I got really pissy, which is the first sign, and then you die 14 minutes later. So, technically, I don't know. So, I pull in this hamburger place, I order a hamburger. At that moment, my wife calls and goes, what are you doing? I said, well, I was gonna die. So I'm getting a hamburger. She's like, oh, so you've eaten? I'm like, well, I was gonna die. She goes, oh, so it's fend for yourself nights? I'm like, no, I was gonna die. She's like, well, I'm hungry. I've been waiting for you to get home and now you've eaten. I'm like, okay, well, you're obviously at the bitchy stage. And you have about 11 minutes to get some food in you, or you're gonna die. And she goes, more importantly, John, let me ask you this. Were you gonna call me to ask if maybe I wanted anything through the drive-thru? Man, that guy bought a bus. I can't buy a hamburger. My wife's lucky, though. I don't buy a lot of dumb things. Because here's the deal, people. I perform all the time. The hour I'm on stage is the funnest part of my day. But usually when I'm on the road, that means I gotta kill 23 more hours until I'm on stage again, right? And sometimes that's easier to do than others. So I'm on, you know, online a lot buying things that I probably don't need. Like, I found this, and then I'll get back to my act, but I found this, right? I found a video of how to fight in water. How would you not get that? It totally taught you how to fight when you can't touch the bottom. So yeah, man, I watched it. I'm in hotels a lot. You don't know when shit's gonna go down, you know? I'm in the hotel pool. What's up? Let's go, you wanna do this? Get in. Come on. Go up to your room, get your shorts, come back down, I'll wait. I found this online. I found a town for sale, an entire town for sale. It was like you got apartment buildings, you got houses, you got a hospital that came with an x-ray machine still in the box. That's what it said. People, a whole town. And it was like $2 million, but I know $2 million is a lot of money, but not if I get some buddies to go in on it with me. I'd have to beef up my PayPal account a little bit, but how cool would it be to own your own town? I'm already thinking what I would do, right? First, I'm gonna make a statue of me for no reason. It's gonna be some dumb statue, me like, and you gotta drive under it every time you come into town. That's funny. And then I'm changing all the street names to guys in Top Gun and Roadhouse. Where do you live? Corner of Maverick and Dalton? Nice. Nice. What about you? Right where Goose and the Double Deuce? Oh, yeah, yeah. By that guy going like this? Yeah, that's exactly where it is. I found this. Found for sale in my hometown of Detroit. I found a warehouse for sale. A huge 100,000 square foot warehouse for like a dollar. Right? And I'm like, yeah, what would you do, dude, if you had a warehouse? It's kind of overwhelming, isn't it? You don't even know. I tell you what I would do. I would open up a storage facility for dudes who bought shit, but they don't want anybody to know they bought it. Yeah. That guy could keep his bus there. Or I'm gonna make a fake house where people can come over to my fake house and do things at my fake house you're not allowed to do at your real house. Just to get it out of your system and to break you from the habit, fellas. First thing when you do when you walk in, I'll hand you a beer. Be like, set it on that coffee table. And then I'll watch the guy start to sweat going, oh no, I'm not setting that on the coffee table. I don't see a coaster. See some guy walking around the living room with his muddy work boots. I love this place. Want to hear? I'll tell you this. Want to hear the grossest fight I ever heard? This is the grossest one. This woman got mad at her guy, okay? Because apparently, well, here's what she said. She said that she's not going to do the guy's laundry anymore. She's done, right? And I guess there's probably a lot of laundry issues at people's houses. I have one. Here's what happens at my house. Real quick, every time I come down the stairs and I see my wife folding clothes, I got this move where I'm like, because here's the deal, people. I suck at folding clothes. Here's another deal. Never want to be good at it. My wife turns into the Gap manager and wants to explain to me the proper way to do things, and I don't got that kind of time. You know one job I have, and I like taking the lint out of the dryer. It's a good time for me. And I get excited when there's a bunch. I'm like, oh, yes, yes, look at that. I did something today, and then I throw it down. But anyway, so this woman got mad at her guy, right? Because apparently the guy blows out his underwear, and she doesn't want to even touch his underwear anymore, right? Hey, you guys are moaning, but she went on to explain how gross this guy's underwear is. So let me just take this moment, ladies, to tell you, don't bring up your guy's underwear to him or to anybody else. It's private information. And trust us, ladies, sometimes we've seen your underwear lying there and we've had questions. But you know what? We probably didn't say anything to you, did we? Sometimes we've looked down at your white cotton panty part and went, I don't know what's going on down there, but sure hope she's working to get that cleared up as fast as possible. Probably doesn't need me to micromanage her life. I'm gonna go use the bathroom downstairs and just kick this closer to the hamper. Fellas, that's usually when your wife or girlfriend's like, let's make love all night. No, no, no. I got things to do. Hey, the computer's open. You need to hit WebMD, check out a bulletin board or something like that. Maybe see if anybody's had a similar problem as you. Maybe we can get something FedEx to our house in the next day or two. No?